President Bush and the Democrats who hope to oppose him were all on primetime television last night. The Democrats debated on PBS, and Congressman Dick Gephardt won the soundbite contest.
This president is a miserable failure. He is a miserable failure.
Mr. Bush, meanwhile, was seen introducing the season opener of the National Football League on ABC. Football, he said, reminds us of teamwork, sacrifice, and determination, values that make America strong and remind us of our spirit.
It's the spirit that motivates the players and coaches to do their best and give their all. And it is the spirit that guides the brave men and women of our nation's armed forces, fighting in the name of peace and freedom around the world. Best of luck to our two teams tonight, and we look forward to an exciting 2003 season. Now, are you ready for some football?
Are you ready for some politics? Joining us are our guest political observers, E.J. Dionne of the Washington Post and the Brookings Institution, and Todd Lindberg, editor of Policy Review and a research fellow at the Hoover Institution. Welcome to both of you once again.
Thank you.
I'd like to ask first, E.J., but I want to hear from both of you. As Dick Gephardt was accusing the president of being a unilateralist, the administration was turning to who but old Europe for some help in Iraq. I just wonder, in the midst of all these developments, is there, and do you think there's going to continue to be, a genuine debate developing between the parties, between the president and his potential opponents over Iraq? And if so, who's going to win?
Well, I think this was agonizing reappraisal week in the Bush administration, if I can use an old Vietnam era term, both in North Korea, where they've changed their approach, and in Iraq, where they have clearly decided that they need some help. They've been trying to say, well, we don't really need extra troops, we don't need help. Clearly, there's a shift toward Colin Powell in this. I think that what Bush is trying to do is an end run around where the Democrats are. He's done this before. When he was in trouble on Homeland Security, he abandoned his position and said, oh, I'm for a Homeland Security bill, which had been Joe Lieberman's idea. I think his problem here may paradoxically come from his own side, because there are still a lot of people on the right in his administration who are very uneasy with making this, bringing in the United Nations, giving more authority to the UN and our former allies, old Europe, France and Germany. And so I think you're going to have I don't think the debate is settled on the Republican mm-hmm. right, and it's going to be hard to get the deal they wanted to get out of the Europeans.
Todd Lindberg, thoughts on Iraq?
Well, I think it's very much a work in progress in responding to a fluid situation on the ground. Obviously, hopes were such that we would be farther along in the reconstruction process than we are now. But you live and learn, and this administration shows some indications that it does that too. I am somewhat baffled by the attempt to cram this extremely complex policy policy environment into the categories of unilateral and multilateral. Yeah. It is clearly neither unilateral nor multilateral, but rather an immense, complex mix of the United States acting in concert with other countries, trying to do things through the UN, sometimes succeeding, as in the case of the first resolution, sometimes failing, as in the aborted second resolution, sometimes succeeding, as in the case of the resolution that was passed after the war.
But it wasn't multilateral. It wasn't multilateral to the extent of awaiting the approval of the United Nations. We didn't depend on.
Well, right, and I. What's more, I would be very doubtful that any American president facing what he thought to be a very serious security threat to the United States. Would indeed wait. Gotcha. Bill Clinton did not wait in the case of Kosovo.
The Democrats were speaking almost in unison about Iraq, not quite so consistently about the economy and taxes, but the president is out there talking about precisely that, the economy and how the tax cut worked. Is this administration in trouble over the economy that seems to be recovering, but not with a burst of new jobs?
Well, I think the jobless recovery phenomenon is serious. It's a very important issue, and one I think that Democrats have been taking the offensive on, and properly so. But let's also approach this with a measure of nuance. You know, this economy is not in recession, has not been in recession a while. It has been, as Bush has characterized it, kind of bumping along. If we see a higher growth rates coming in the fall and into the spring, obviously that would bode very well for the president. Status quo, I don't think, kills him, but opens up things for Democrats some. Obviously, a second downturn is a very serious problem. But Bush has his policy markers out. He is all about this tax cut and making it work and letting it work. And if it works, it works.
E.J. Dionne.
If the president weren't in trouble on the economy, he wouldn't be talking about it so much. They know they're in trouble on the economy. There was a poll that just came out today from Ipsos and Charlie Cook. Ask Americans, is the country heading in the right direction, the wrong track? 39 right direction, 56 wrong track. Some of that is out of Iraq and the problems there. Some of it is out of the economy. And I think you have a very interesting test here, which is, yes, there is economic growth, but the number of jobs is still going down. You may have a very peculiar election year. And I think it's not just a question of lost jobs. It's also a question of how higher unemployment can hold incomes down. I think the test is on incomes. But I think the real test is compare the president now to where he was a year ago, or certainly after 9/11. And are there any permanent losses here? You know, if the economy gets better, if Iraq gets better, well, yes, he's in better shape. I think there are three quick ones. One is on credibility. After this summer, people are going to look at the White House statements with some skepticism. The second is the opposition is being an opposition again. Mm-hmm. A lot of people say, oh, gee, the Democrats are attacking Bush. Isn't that strange? It didn't hurt Republicans to attack Al Gore or Bill Clinton.
But are they attacking coherently with some idea of what they would do otherwise?
Well, I think they are attacking on Iraq. They are all pushing some version of a multilateralism, or in plain English, getting some help in Iraq from other countries. And I think that's from Lieberman to Dean. They're all saying some version of that, with some disagreements within that. On the economy, there are some splits, especially on trade, although free trade is much more popular when the economy is strong than when it isn't. But the last thing, I think, is just the vision of the president, that toughness and decisiveness can also come off as arrogance and stubbornness. And when at the beginning, after 9/11, it was toughness and decisiveness, and now it's veering into the other.
I just want to ask each of you very briefly for your sense. When the president made that little announcement, the recorded announcement before the kickoff of the Washington-New York football game last night, he spoke of teamwork, sacrifice, determination, spoke of what people in the service are doing now, and invoked the image of football as doing that. Do you get the sense right now that the country still feels we're in, if not a war in wars, these are hard times, it's time for everybody to pitch in, give up something that they might want otherwise? Or do people have normal expectations right now? We want to be prosperous and booming. What do you think, Todd Lindley?
Boy, that's not an easy question to answer in a short period of time, Robert. But I think that there is still a kind of will among Americans to do whatever is necessary, and to wait, indeed, for some guidance from the political leadership on what that might entail. I don't think that there's a sense of suspicion of the political leadership, notwithstanding that perhaps Bush has lost a certain amount of ground.
EJ, you have even less time.
Americans haven't been called upon to sacrifice very much, except for the people in the military, mm-hmm. the cops, the firefighters. I think they were ready to do it. But in terms of the economy, Americans always look to the economy to provide jobs and incomes. That wasn't changed by 9/11.
EJ Dionne of the Washington Post and Todd Lindbergh of the Hoover Institution, thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Again.
Thank you.